Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is November 1st, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. OpenAI released GPTOS's Safeguard, two open-source models with 120 billion and 20 billion parameters that interpret safety policies in real-time rather than relying on fixed rules. They run on the GPTOSS architecture and are published under the Apache 2.0 license. Developed with Roost and offered as a research preview, the models let developers change safety policies immediately without full retraining. This enables tailored filters for different contexts. A professional forum can use different rules than a social network for young people. The move increases transparency by making safety filtering inspectable and gives developers more operational control. Perplexity has secured a multi-million licensing deal with Getty Images, gaining access to Getty's and iStock's image libraries so images can appear directly in its search results. In return, Perplexity will credit image creators and link back to Getty's source sites. Financial terms were not disclosed. The agreement follows heavy criticism and legal challenges accusing the company of aggressive scraping and presenting third-party content as its own. Reddit recently sued Perplexity, alleging systematic data theft for model training, and other publishers are considering legal action. Practically, the deal signals a shift toward paid licensing and clearer attribution as an alternative to unruly web scraping.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. Google leads enterprise AI image and video generation with Gemini and Veo adopted. Artificial Analysis's State of Generation Survey 2025 found Gemini used by 74% of users versus OpenAI at 64% and Black Forest Labs Flux at 37%. For video, 72% of companies use Veo. Experts cite deep integration with Google Workspace. Gemini functions in Gmail, Google Docs, and other apps, plus the free Nano Banana image model released in August, and updates like Veo 3.1 and new APIs. Competition remains strong. OpenAI is adding features to Sora, and startups like Synthesia secured funding. The survey indicates enterprises prefer tools that fit existing workflows. NVIDIA announced expanded partnerships with the South Korean government at the APEC Summit 2025. South Korea will secure over 260,000 NVIDIA GPUs, around 50,000 for public projects, and over 200,000 for companies including Samsung, SK, Hyundai, and Naver for AI manufacturing and industry models. Samsung will build an AI megafactory with more than 50,000 GPUs to analyze and optimize production. NVIDIA and Korean partners will co-develop AI RAN with telecom operators and eTri. Hyundai will deploy 50,000 NVIDIA Blackwell GPUs and establish AI research centers. SK plans an enterprise manufacturing AI cloud. Naver Cloud will build a physical AI platform.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.